Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texture writes, hey Tara, could you tell me the name of the auto repair place you advertise occasionally? Yes, First Class Holt. They're fabulous. Fixing Hondas, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. No problem. Hey, Texture writes, just like you said yesterday, Tara, the U.S. economy added 263,000 jobs in November. Yeah, that's just out. The least since April of last year, but more than market expectations of 200K. Yeah, that's the headline, but it's deceptive. Texture continues. Just like you said, the biggest job gains occurred in leisure, hospitality, healthcare, and government, probably IRS, while employment declined in retail trade. Shouldn't they be hiring for Christmas season and in transportation and warehousing? Yeah, that was the big news this week. This has been going on since the middle of the summer, and it is shocking that it's not a bigger story. It would be if Trump was still the president. We're hemorrhaging jobs. Wait, Tara, didn't you just say that we added 263K jobs? Yeah, we did. But we've been losing white-collar jobs since this summer. Negative. It gets covered up by the gains, and the Biden White House runs out and goes, "Wow, look at the gains, they're out of the jobs." Yeah, you know what that is? You know those jobs they couldn't fill? Wait staff for restaurants, bartenders, busboys, stuff like that? Because they didn't pay enough to live? Yeah, well, the people who just got fired from their white-collar jobs and their skilled labor jobs, they're going and picking those up, two of them at a time, trying to figure out how to eat. And the Biden administration cheers. That's why all of a sudden they're taking the hospitality leisure jobs. These are the bottom-tier jobs. Nothing shameful about working them. I worked these jobs for many years. Tremendous amount of respect for people who do it. That's not gain. That's loss. You want to know what the real headline figure is here? ADP. The private payroll data. 100,000 manufacturing jobs gone in the month of November. What are those? Those are the kind that the head of household uses to pay the bills. As John Cougar Mellencamp once sang, the bills that kill. The ones that weigh you down. Those head of household jobs are vanishing. We're just getting killed. So, I mean, think about that. 100,000 jobs gone in manufacturing. That is a gut punch in a single month. I can't believe I have these poor people going into Christmas, taking the gifts back. Oh. And so what are those jobs? Those are high-end skilled labor jobs that are well-paid or were before the destruction. And those are engineering jobs. A lot of folks in this community are like that. They have college degrees. They work in engineering. Those are management. That's a gut punch. And folks, I've been bringing you the news from India, and I think following this in India is so interesting. This massive debate they're having in India, It's not finance minister. I'm blanking on it right now. But they have been after him. He's become a controversial figure. And the reason he has is because he's not adding the coal-fired plants fast enough. And they're in a lather in India because China is adding coal-fired plants faster than they are. Indonesia's getting on the coal bandwagon now. And India is concerned that as the manufacturing jobs that you're watching go away are shifted to Indonesia, are shifted to Vietnam, are shifted to India, that they will not have the power to power the plants that those jobs will go to. So they're on a binge. They're binging coal as we shut down refineries and coal power plants, coal facilities. It's stupid. It's just plumb stupid. And you're seeing the beginning of that. That's inflation, but it's also the Biden administration just gutting manufacturing, inducing hopelessness, not putting those jobs back. So keep that in mind when you hear the woohoo. 263,000 jobs? Yeah, what kind of jobs? Oh, look, there's a squirrel. The lowest paying jobs, the desperation jobs, the jobs that as you come home from where you work and you have just gotten that pink slip, you're on your route and you're desperate, man. You're on your way home. You know, those kids are hoping to have something under the tree and you're picking up a job doing anything you can. Assistant manager at the restaurant, wait staff, whatever it takes, kitchen, those jobs. And the Democrats cheer. There's nothing to cheer here. By the way, that liar, Janet Yellen. What a smooth liar that woman is. Over at the Treasury Department. You know the one who told you Putin caused the inflation? That woman. Yeah. She forgot she said that, I guess. Or she figures you don't pay too close attention. Now she's saying, oh, wait. You caused the inflation. Wait, what? You caused the inflation. Come again. I caused the inflation? Yeah, it wasn't Putin. Oh, cool, Jan. Then how did I cause the inflation? Well, you just bought too much stuff during the COVID lockdowns, and yeah, it's your fault. Not the Democrats, though.
It turned out the pandemic had very special impacts on the economy. Remember, everybody stopped spending on services. They were in their homes for a year or more. They wanted to buy grills and office furniture. They were working from home. They suddenly started splurging on goods, buying technology. We suddenly working through technology. And bottlenecks started developing where supply in particular important sectors of the economy just couldn't keep up with demand.
Oh, okay, Jen. I thought it was Putin. I thought Putin did that. Oh, okay. But it wasn't Putin. It was us. But it wasn't the Democrats. It had absolutely nothing to do with the $8 trillion they authorized in the last 2 years. Again, to be printed because it wasn't real. To be printed. That's what causes inflation. The only one thing causes inflation is government printing. People buying a lot of stuff doesn't cause inflation. Never has, never will. This is why when Trump's economy was on fire, we did not have inflation. Because we hadn't gone over the limit for printing where you begin to depress the value of your dollar. What did cause inflation? Was it Putin? No, no. You'll remember this from our friend, the former number two, who really was a number two, in Democrat leadership. At the time, the American Rescue Act passed the second month of Joe Biden's administration. We printed $1 trillion. We spent it all in 4 months. It was insane. That's what caused the inflation. Tell us, Jim, again, what really caused the inflation? You won't find any mention of you spent too much money during the pandemic, and you will not find any mention in here of Putin. Who caused the inflation, Jim? It was the Democrats and their party line votes for the American Rescue Act.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, you're going to fan inflation. It is that I know. That's elementary.
That I know. It's elementary. Are we at fault? Well, we should have prepared people better for inflation. But no, otherwise, we don't care.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place.
I see.
But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate. And we got to take care of them as well. And so I think that the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this, but we've got to do a little better job of helping them.
See, that's the part that grates me the most, honestly. The American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this. They will accept living Zimbabwe style if we tell them to. Otherwise, we'll cancel their social media accounts. They will come around to a better way of thinking about this. As we print more and more money. I am Jim Clyburn, and this message has been delivered along with the inflation by the Democrat Party.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning on this Friday. It's always good morning when it is Friday morning. Texture writes, hey, Tara, you're Jim Clyburn. It's just as good as El Rushbo's Bill Clinton. No, you know what? I appreciate that from Jim Clyburn. I do. I'm going to appreciate the absurdity of it, too. He's not lying to you. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if you know. By the way, that's the time that I just played with for you there. That was from February of 2021. On NPR, he just doubled down, did another interview where he admitted it. Yeah, we caused inflation. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. If you know. He's so confident you'll vote them back in to do it again. He'll just tell you to your face. Hey, and you know what? I appreciate that. I don't like that they lie. And Jim Clyburn isn't, he's a lot of things, but he's not a liar. Not on this. In fact, he's one of the few who've been honest about it. Good for him. Good for him. Texture writes, hey, Tara, Janet Yellen's a good liar because she doesn't sound intelligent enough to lie. No, she doesn't. Texture writes, one of my children was lieutenant commander in the Navy making over $100,000 a year. That child is now restocking shelves at Kroger at night, third shift, because of the shot mandate. Good. That money wasn't worth it. Nothing is worth it, putting that in your body. Nothing is. Not we now have the Washington Post admitting in their newsletter that COVID is now the pandemic of the vaccinated. It's because their immune systems are shot. That's why. And that is an astonishing admission that a majority of the people now getting and dying of COVID are the vaccinated, not the unvaxxed. In a week of, quite frankly, a lot of just, you know, mind-numbing admissions. Just unbelievable stuff. And I want to double-check, Tim, producer Tim, I think some people on Rumble are saying there's no sound on there. Just make sure that we got sound for me. I do it right now, but I can't. We do have it. Okay, it's good. All right, so here's how they're spinning this. Job growth shatters expectation in November as labor market stays tight. Huh. Yeah, oh, it's great. What kind of jobs? The ones you take when you get fired from your blue-collar job that pays really well. Your skilled blue-collar job in manufacturing, the 100,000 jobs lost there. Or your white-collar job, since we've been in the negative, losing white-collar jobs since this summer. That's great. Hey, vote for Joe again. Why? So you can lose your job, too, and work two jobs in the hospitality and restaurant industry. Not that there's anything wrong with working those jobs, but people are taking them because they lost their white-collar job that paid them more than the two blue-collar jobs or the two restaurant jobs combined. That's why they're taking them. And they don't tell you this. This is the one number they don't want to give you. They don't want to tell you we lost 100,000 manufacturing jobs last month. That's devastating. And they don't want to tell you that's the reason people are taking these jobs. And remember, this was a problem. Do you remember how many shows we've done with me and Lee and you talking about, you know, where we've gone? And we went to a restaurant and you stand in a long line, took forever to get your food. Because why? There was no one working the kitchen. There was no one waiting tables. They were desperate to get people. People are taking those jobs now because they're losing their manufacturing jobs. They're losing those well-paid jobs. No, we'll pretend, I guess, as we pretend everything else. And then they celebrate. Oh, look, everyone's poorer. It only takes two jobs to make two-thirds of what you made before. Fabulous. That sounds great. Big winner of the week, Elon Musk. Big loser of the week, Kanye and Trump. You know, this Trump story, the debacle at Mar-a-Lago, was fading. And then Kanye goes on a rant, man. Elon Musk suspended him from Twitter. And I don't disagree with that. You know what a free speech advocate I am. But you cannot praise Hitler and declaring in a tweet your newfound love for both Nazis and the Jewish people. You can't do that. So Kanye's done that, and that puts Trump right back in the news cycle. All right, because again, he had Kanye out to Mar-a-Lago after Kanye said a lot of this stuff. It's a mess. The rapper posted the offensive image after his interview with Alex Jones, where he revealed he loves Hitler, Nazis, and Jewish people, while denying the first two groups murdered 6 million of the latter. Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing about Kanye West in general and kind of what's happening here. One of my things I've always enjoyed, I guess secret pleasures, like some people sneak candy. I have always like read People magazine. I'm a big celebrity watcher. I just think these people are interesting. Until recent years when they all went woke and I can't stand any of it now. So I've been watching Kanye for years. Like I've been watching Kanye from like, you know, the he's dating Kim Kardashian era. And the Kardashian family, say what you will about them, took really good care of Kanye. Kanye is a creative genius. And like many people who are geniuses, have genius-level gifts, he's got genius-level liability, mental health. He is bipolar, and he crashes and burns. And he has paranoid delusions. And with Kanye, what he'll do is he'll soar to the top, and his reign, his empire will expand, and he'll have one of these mental breakdowns. You know, he always cracks up at the top. And then the Kardashian family come behind him, they check him in, they clean him up, because he'll go off his meds. And when he goes off his meds, he gets supremely paranoid. And they would check him in, clean him up. Everybody knew this. Tabloids are reporting it. They've checked him in again. And they would fix him. He would come out, as with many mentally ill people, back on the meds, paranoia gone, and he'd soar to a new high. Well, the Kardashian family's gone. He and Kim have gone to Splitsville. And he's having paranoid delusions, as he often does. He's a mental health patient, is what he is. He desperately and badly needs not to be checked into Mar-a-Lago, but to be checked into a mental health institute, as has been done for him so many times in the past. And look, the media knows he's mentally ill. The media knows this is another break with reality. We've been watching this from Kanye for 15 years, 20 years. But they keep following him and covering him. Why? Because now he's associated with Trump. And even Ben Shapiro, who is Jewish, said God bless on Twitter last night. Kanye is having a mental break. He needs help, not another interview. But they're showcasing him because he's connected to Trump. And Trump, unfortunately, has put himself in this position. So now he's had to disavow Kanye. That still doesn't work because he brought Nick Fuentes. And, like, you know, like, Trump can do whatever he wants. I don't care. But when you declare yourself the nominee that you represent the Republican Party, and then you go do this, you tar the rest of us with your crazy. And I know what Trump was doing. He's canceled. He has a hard time getting into the media. He'll do anything to get the attention Ron DeSantis has now. They only cover him when he's doing something they can use in their narrative. So we went, aha, Kanye is radioactive. I think I'll have him out to Mar-a-Lago. That'll get me a lot of coverage. It blew up in his face. So then he's condemning Kanye after telling us he had Kanye out to his house because everybody's picking on Kanye. Well, now you're picking on Kanye. Sure, it doesn't make any sense. But, folks, I'm telling you, when the final word is written on Trump and the end of his political career 3 to 5 years from now, this incident, this Mar-a-Lago thing, this Kanye mess, this is going to be the thing that did him in. That's how it'll be reported. And they'll be right. They'll be right. Now, you know what? I wish none of it happened. Now, I wish people would stop with the Kanye mess and check him in like Kim used to. And get him right, get him straight again in the head. But Trump is forever tarred with this, and it's not ever going away. Good morning. Texter writes, Tara, as much as I love you, I totally disagree with your opinion on Trump and Kanye. We have to be better than the left. Sharing a meal with someone does not mean you share their values or condone their opinions. The things Kanye said prior to that dinner were a little sketchy, but Trump did not know he was going to go full on Holocaust denier. Trump is still the only person in American politics who is not owned by the, I don't know what that means, some kind of party. He's not blackmailed. Oh, Uniparty. I get it. Uniparty. He's not blackmailed and he doesn't need their money. I still see him as the only person who can effectively stand in the gap. Okay. Here's a problem with that. Okay. I've got, use my email account as a sort of search because things disappear on Google, right? So you put Kanye in my email account, which holds almost 90,000 emails. It's all my show prep, right? So I do that so that I can go search. Okay, so I'm going back to October in searching Kanye. Back to October. Headline, Kanye rails at Jewish media after claiming George Floyd died of fentanyl overdose. He's right about the fentanyl overdose. Kanye rails at Jewish media. Kanye West doubles down on anti-Semitism. I'm calling out the Jewish community as a whole. That's October 18th. By the way, on the George Floyd overdose situation, I mean, we've done that before. Absolutely didn't help the position that he was put in, but he was having classic overdose symptoms. He had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. And that's indisputable from the autopsy. A jury felt differently, and so there was a conviction. And so, you know, that's how it was. But that's also what the autopsy said. This is October 30th. Video. Kanye doubles down on anti-Semitic claim that Jews control the media. Shares spreadsheet of Jewish entertainment, media executives. So, I mean, this has been going on with Kanye for months. And again, here's October 9th. Twitter, Instagram suspend Kanye West after anti-Semitic posts. Where he posted, Death Con 3, not Def, D-E-F, D-E-A-T-H, Con 3 on Jewish people. Again, October 9th. So yeah, look, I get it that the worst anti-Semitic things Kanye West has said so far were said after the Mar-a-Lago dinner, but this stuff is really bad. And I mean, it's been going on for a month. I mean, you cannot sit down with somebody like that. And look, here's the thing. It's not just the anti-Semitism, although that is horrific as it is. I mean, it's Kanye West went into a meeting with TMZ executives and showed them porn. Why? He's mentally ill. He's having another one of these breaks he has every 3 to 5 years. I mean, let's just click on this, shall we? October 13th. I'm getting to Trump's judgments, what I'm getting at. October 13th. This is New York Post, y'all. Kanye West told TMZ he loved Hitler and the Nazis. I mean, you can... Look, Trump can do whatever Trump wants to do. It's not my business. But when Trump claims himself my leader and the candidate running for the Republican Party, he's just tarred us all. It doesn't work. You can't do it. And I bet you right now, if Trump could take it all back, he would, but it's too late. It's too late. Texter writes, my question is, why was Kanye hanging out with white supremacists and neo-Nazis? Let's see. Texter writes, Tara, where does it go? Tara, okay, and I'm just reading the text line here. Tara writes, I agree that Kanye has, you know, gone a little crazy, but I don't think speech should be censored unless it is promoting a crime. Kanye says he loves Nazis, but our Congress is doing much worse by sending our money to them. Well, that's true. They are sending money to them in Ukraine. We've documented that exhaustively, supporting their growth in Ukraine. That is true, but here's the problem. With this. Elon Musk, and I'm looking at the series of tweets, was very clear. He did not actually censor Kanye for his anti-Semitic rant. He censored him under the violence provision. because he advocated for violence, the same reason that he took the Antifa accounts this week. So that is the thing that will get you banned. Here's Elon Musk's tweet on this on him. He said, "I tried my best. Despite that, he, Kanye, again violated our rule against incitement to violence. Account will be suspended." There are some people saying that Elon suspended the account because Kanye had shared an unflattering picture of Elon Musk. Musk tweets, just clarifying that his account is being suspended for incitement to violence, not an unflattering picture of me being hosed by Ari. Frankly, I found those pics to be helpful motivation to lose weight. What a mess. See, you know what? I resent that I have to talk about this. I can't avoid this forever. I resent that I have to talk about this. You know what I resent the most? You know what really grates me at a gut level about this whole thing? That's what Trump did to himself. Not just us, but to himself. I mean, for the last couple of years, the mainstream media has been so desperate to paint him as a racist and an anti-Semite. Trump, not Kanye. That they made stuff up. I mean, even Jake Tapper at CNN admitted, you know, he didn't say anything racist about Charlottesville. The media took him out of context and literally spliced his quote to get that clip. Jake Tapper, y'all, I've played you the audio. CNN admitted it. In other words, they had, in order to say racist stuff, you know, to claim Trump was racist, they had to lie and splice his tweets. Splice his audio. They had to flat out make up anti-Jewish stuff. I mean, Trump's daughter's Jewish. She's married to a Jewish guy. His grandchildren are Jewish. She's his favorite daughter. He's not anti-Semite. And so I have spent the last, I don't know how many years, exhaustively going through this stuff, saying, no, the media's lying. No, the media's lying. He's not an anti-Semite. No, the media's lying. Trump's not a racist. And he just handed them this. And I can't defend it. He gave them what they wanted for 6 years. Something they could use. He met with Kanye West after Kanye said all that stuff. I can't defend. I got nothing. That's so maddening. Because before, the stuff they were using to tar Trump and his movement as racist was fake. And so you could hit them on their hypocrisy. And now it's not fake. He gave them he gave his worst enemies the one thing they want more than anything. Texter writes, it's sad listening to you turn on Trump. You know what? I think that you're shooting the messenger. It's sad watching what Trump has become. He could have been a martyr. And, you know, that's what bothers me more than anything. I mean, you look at these races around the world, not just this state, this country, the world. That populist movement was pristine. It was beautiful. There was leaders copying it all over the world, and they were winning. And all they had to do was just be quiet about this stuff, this silly stuff. Now it's all tied up with, well, you know, so that guy wants to go on the stump in El Salvador. The guy wants to go on the stump in Brazil and all these other places and drop Trump's name so everybody will know automatically what he stands for. He can't now. We needed that movement to survive, the movement, the populism, the economic successes, the little guy. Democrats used to advocate for the little guy. Not anymore. It's the Republicans now. Texter writes, Trump turned on himself. He's his own worst enemy. Texter writes, Tara, I watched Died Suddenly last night on Rumble. I sat in my bed. Yeah, you should see that video. I sat in my bed in shock and terror. The most disturbing thing I've ever seen. There's some very evil people out there trying to play God with others' lives. Please beg your loved one not to get the vaccine or boosters. I do it every day. Hey, let's check on Rumble, by the way. What's that up to? This is amazing. By the video is called Died Suddenly, and it's about the side effects of the shot. And most particularly the blood clots, which are not actual blood clots. It's a strange protein-like substance nobody's ever seen before, and it grows in the blood of some people who've had the shot. Wow. It's up to 11 million views. It's been out, like, what, a week? You know why? This is the power of Twitter. It was not stopped on Twitter. It was allowed to trend. So people want to see it. And you know what? That's fine. And if what's in it is not accurate, cool. Post your evidence below. I love that. I don't want to censor anybody. Post your evidence. Show us why it's wrong. That's how you have a debate. Free speech to take care of the whole thing. We'll figure it all out. We'll figure it all out. 11.3 million views for Died Suddenly on Rumble because Elon Musk said, no, we're not censoring the COVID stuff anymore. We're not doing that. Good for him. Good for him. Folks, you gotta understand, I'm not mad at Trump. My heart is broken over what Trump has done to himself and his movement that was so important for the world. My heart is broken. It hurts. So when you said, you know, I have sadness about this and you feel sad, you're directing it at me. You're directing at me, but it's not, I'm just the messenger. I didn't do this. He did. I wish he hadn't, but he did. It's too late. He can't take it back now. This is going to take him down, and he's not coming back, y'all. He's not coming back from this. Little Rob Zombie to rock you into your weekend. Love that we get to use bump tunes like this here. I actually have this song on my, you know, like my personal YouTube channel, like, you know, the one that plays music, YouTube music. Is that bad? Is that wrong? I just love that beat. It's great.
I never took you for a Rob Zombie fan.
I know. I know. Don't tell anyone. It's just between me and you and, you know, 17 to 20,000 of our best friends.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a metalhead. Can't help it.
How metal?
And well, okay, not like my husband, all right? Oh. But, I mean, I do, will confess to occasionally rocking out in the car.
Nice.
I know.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, dude. I look to my right, I look to my left first, make sure there's no one there, you know?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't even care?
Nope.
No.
I'll sometimes roll the windows down.
It's extra rides. Terry, you sound more like Dana Loesch, more and more. I know, she sounds like me. Dana Lash, Loesch, whatever. I don't even listen to her, so I don't know. I hear she's good, though. She's got good ratings. No, I don't listen to her, so she sounds like me. Texter rates. I don't care. Texter rates. Not shooting the messenger here, Tara, about Trump. You're just putting your spin on it. Okay. Texter rates. Good morning, Tara. Thank you for always being honest with us. You were the cutting edge. You've been right about COVID and the vax from the beginning. Thank you for keeping the masses informed. Love you, Tara. Love the show. So says Russell from Taylor's. Thank you. This is Captain Queeg. I've given up on Trump. He fails to deliver a message to get independent voters, and he's a poor administrator from what I have reviewed. Let me just point out this week. Okay, we're in like the fight of our lives for free speech. We are down to free speech, okay? Trump's not even in it. He should be leading our party in this fight when Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy have failed us so utterly. And what is he doing? He's putting out these weird True Social posts about Kanye. He's not even in the fight. He's yesterday's news. He is. I hate it. God, y'all, you hate it. You know I loved Trump. $500 of my own money. My husband and I, we pumped the money anyway. Man, I supported him from the beginning when all of you didn't like him and you still thought he was a Democrat and he was coming down the stairs. And I was there from the beginning. I was there first. Remember me and Lee just butting heads, going at it over Trump? Ah, man, I was with him. That's not that I'm not with him. It's that it breaks my heart what he is now. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Trump is coming back. You are wrong. He will be president again. And what's more disgusting is his endorsement of Tim Scott than his having dinner with Kanye. That's the truth. Again, just reading the text line doesn't mean I agree. Just means I'm peppering this conversation with other people's views. Texter writes, Tara, dear Tara, you are way over the top on Trump. Texter writes, the woman that left Moderna to warn everyone about the shot said people would be dying in 2 years. It's been 2 years. Yeah, well, now the majority of those dying are the vaccinated. This is now the pandemic of the vaccinated. Said who? Some conspiracy site? Well, yes, it is a conspiracy site. It's the Washington Post. Text writes, hey, Tara, my daughter took me to the Rob Zombie concert when they were here in Greenville several years ago. Excuse me. I'm 73, and I still love Rob Zombie. I do, too. Texter writes, if you met with me and me being a felon, does that make you a felon? No. Next text. I don't get your point. Texter writes, I am the best driving air drummer around. No, buddy, I bet you I got you beat. But maybe, I don't know, I haven't seen you. Send me some of your work. Like, video it. Texter writes, election fraud notwithstanding, the way Republicans turn on their own illustrates why the leftists win. Their bar is very low. Yours is impossible. Okay. Look, I'm just letting them beat me up on the text line. So, I get it. What I'm saying is hard to hear, and I know that you guys need a release valve, so I'm giving it to you. Texter writes, Trump can't come back from what? ? Ye and Fuentes, or just being Trump? Texter writes, Tara, it's Trump or the other guy. Don't you think the Democrats are going to go after the other guy too? Oh, yes, they totally will. In fact, it's actually useful right now that Trump is drawing a lot of this fire. What's the difference with Trump and Kanye and the Dems and that KKK guy they got cozy with? Not sure who they're talking. Who is the Dems got? Oh, you're talking about Robert Byrd. Are you talking about Robert Byrd? The Grand Kegel of the Ku Klux Klan. Joe Biden delivered the speech at his funeral. Yeah, but to Democrats, they get away with it. Texter writes, you're the best, Tara. Thank you. And finally, I never do this, but I'm going to end the show with a shot at me. Democracy, you know. Every time you dump on Trump, you are just magnifying the mainstream media's narrative on Trump. So please stop. It makes me cringe every time you say these things, these bad things about Trump. I don't care if you do think he messed up. You can say that, but then just say he is still supporting blah, blah, blah. Well, but he's not. He's so distracted. He's not even fighting for the First Amendment. Now I got to look to Elon Musk for that. What a mess. Have a great weekend. Listen to Battleground.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.